It was good, you know, but it's just too strong. And I think eggnog is not pleasant when it's strong. It's supposed to be a nice, pleasant, sociable drink. And I make mine about 10 days or a week before Christmas and just put in big jars in the icebox, and it kind of works just with the eggs and the sugar and the whiskey.
They all work together.
Yeah, they work together. And then I add the milk and the cream when I pour it out. And it really makes a very good drink, I think.
Let me see. Some of the names for beers, there's Budweiser, and what are some of the others you can think of?
Oh, there's Schlitz and Budweiser and Milwaukee and go out and look in the icebox. I got
okay.
a lot of beer.
That's enough. Yeah. Then around here, I think, too, they used to grow a lot of cane.
Oh, yeah, sugar cane.
Okay, and they would take that and boil and crush the cane and boil the juice and make...
syrup.
Okay, and then what else besides syrup?
Cane sugar, but then that's another process.
Okay. What about the other stuff, the heavy stuff? The heavy dark stuff.
Well, cane syrup is heavy dark.
Okay.
What
about
I don't like it.
Molasses?
Molasses, yeah. Molasses.
Okay. What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
I think it depends on the can. If it's light and sweet, it makes just ordinary cane syrup.
Uh-huh.
But if it's a heavier can, you get molasses out of it. And anyway, where do you get molasses from? Bees, honey, molasses.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about that, go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm going to look up something here. And see what's in it.
That looks pretty good.
Like more distilled or more something, because one is from the bees, and that's not that molasses.
No, that's mainly from.
It's so black I can't hardly use it.
Yeah.
I have a recipe that calls for molasses, and I just can't fool around with that. So.
If somebody asked you, would you say, you might say molasses what thick? If you were talking about how thick they are, molasses, what?
It's too thick.
Okay. Let me see. And then if you were talking about sugar, in the old days, you didn't buy sugar in a little package.
No.
It used to be sold how? In?
Barrels.
In barrels.
Sacks, big sacks.
If you buy things like that, it's sold, you say it's sold in bulk?
Bulk, yeah, bulk,
okay.
Sure.
Then on your table to season your food, you keep what?
Salt and pepper.
And if there's some apples and a child wants one, he might say, well...
Give me
an apple.
Give me an apple, yeah.
Okay.
Let me get this dog in. I'll be right with you. There's that cat. I've been wondering what she did in house all the time. Okay. We've got 5 more minutes.
Okay.
How we doing?
Just fine.
Can we finish that tomorrow morning?
We sure can, I think.